Zachariah Frasher turns, serves, and bounces low, goes away from Salomon Broussard on his way to second. And just an easy green light there. He knew as soon as that ball bounced away from him, he was going to put himself in scoring position. That's exactly what he did. So Conniff, 0-for-1, and had that sack fly RBI. Frasher turns at second and looks to first as Conniff shows bunt, pulls it away, and it goes near the grandstand and going down. 1-1 count. A ball and a strike. Bottom of the fifth. 5-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Frasher looks at second. He serves a third delivery and a swing and outside and a miss down low. 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Conniff bats a 254. Now up to 22 RBIs. Fresh with a 1-2 and a ball lined out left field side out of play. Fresher has thrown 27 pitches, has given up 3 hits, has not recorded a strikeout yet. Still looking for that first K. Bottom five. And the count runs at 1-2. Nobody down with Broussard in scoring position. The 1-2 from Frasher. Up above the left corner for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Broussard with a base hit in the right field. And then eventually got on base off of a pass ball to 2-2 and fouled up just to top of the ball. With top side of the bat where he hit. Wisconsin Rapids up to 4 hits now. A hit from Johnson, Broussard, Carlson, and Smijelski. 4 different Raptors contributing to their hitting today. 2-2. Conniff hits a high fly ball that's pulling into left field. Silva runs under it, makes the grab. Broussard stays at second. So a fly out to left, and Aiden Brewer, who was hit by pitch and walked. Now to UNC Greensboro, where he'll be at next season. From Hillsdale College. And a guy that in 2022 became just a second Hillsdale baseball player to earn consensus NCAA Division II All-American honors. So had that unbelievable season a year ago. As he misses at this ball, chops at it inside, 0-1. So Broussard remains at second. A 5-run inning in the bottom of the third for Wisconsin Rapids. So they really pounced on Gage Smith, who had trouble throwing strikes. The 0-1 to Brewer, and misses up top, 0-2. One gone. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 count. Frasher fires and paints the zone with a fastball this time. So records his first strikeout. Brewer goes down. As Aiden Brewer, a little bit frustrated with that. So Kyle Carlson, he'll step in now and has had a good day where he grounded out to short but had a 2-run RBI double. Frasher with 33 pitches, 3 hits. He's allowed but just recorded his first strikeout. One away here, bottom of the fifth for Battle Creek as Carlson jabs at it low and it comes in for a strike, killing one. And And Brian Dyer looking over at Santa Claus and, hey, see it. You got to see that because Brian Dyer, the pitching coach for the Rafters, but also can help around in all areas and a veteran in the game of baseball, was at Kenosha before coming to Wisconsin Rapids. One away, the 0-1. And low, as Kirk Schreiner says, good. And improving that ball because it comes in for a ball, 1-1. So 6-run for the Rafters is on second. Zachariah Frasher with the ball behind his back. He tucks into his glove at the hip. He'll now come set on the first base side of the rubber. Looks at second, turns in the 1-1 outside. And out for a ball, 2-1. So Carlson, a Piedmont College product, you know, had an at-bat on July 19th. But prior to that, yeah, his previous at-bat was June the 13th. So he started here and was a temp guy for the Rafters for about 2 weeks and then was eventually released. The 2-1 and a curveball low. Can't find the strike zone for ball three. Frasher has not thrown a walk yet, but has seen a lot of three-ball counts. Three balls a strike. Frasher sets in once more. He turns, and the delivery just paints the zone at a ball this time on the upper corner, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The count runs full here on Carlson. Can he step up big once again? The 3-2 paints the zone for the right side for strike three. So down 3-1 in the count. As Frasher gets two straight strikes as we head to the top of the sixth inning. 5-1, your Rafters still in front.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, and a pitching change in store for the Rafters as Drake Fries' day is done. He went five innings, 64 pitches. He allowed two hits, a run, but six strikeouts, and also threw a walk. So a great day from the Orange, California native. And that brings in Mitchell Whitcamp, the Salisbury University product from Bel Air, Maryland. He's had seven games appeared in, 11 and a third innings pitched. He's allowed 18 hits, 17 runs, but has had four strikeouts. So that is a 10.32 ERA. His last game he appeared in was against the Mallards back on July the 18th, where he went in a third of an inning. And, yeah, this was where it really went down, his ERA. Gave up six hits, eight runs, and six of those came earned. So in that game, you know, when he shows the ERA, you know, per game, he had 162 as his ERA. Given he's at a 10.32 ERA in total. But that game, yeah, that was a rough game for everybody. Rafters just looking to, get back because they've lost five straight games, lost six of their past seven. Mitchell Woodkemp will lead off as Riley Silva steps in. He'll see his strike, 0-1. Silva's got a base hit and flew out to right. So the Nebraska Cornhusker from Cambridge, Ontario. Woodkemp, the 0-1, and that hits the back leg of Silva. And so he'll take first. Not a good start for Mitchell Woodkemp. And JT Sokolov 0-2 with a strikeout as well. So Battle Creek, at this time yesterday, they were down 4-0. And this is where the spot where it all changed. They got two runs in the top of the sixth and then two in the seventh. You hope that's not the case this time. Another 4-1 lead for the Rafters. This time it's 5-1. As Woodkemp sets high and throws a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike at first. Stan Silva. And he's on his way to second now. The throw from Smijalski. Dive headfirst in his second. Conniflee to the tag. And now Silva will get there. He'll stand up in scoring position. That's the second time he's stolen base and has been successful this game. A ball and a strike. And the count runs at one apiece. Woodkemp, the delivery, and a ball hit left side, third base, line out of play. So Sokolov down in the count, 1-2. Ball, two strikes. At second is Riley Silva. Woodkemp, a long stare at home. He puts his ball in his glove. The knee-high pitch, the 1-2, swing and a miss, but a drop third strike. As coming after it is Smijalski, runs out into the infield and the throw to Carlson. He gets down to Sokolov, so a drop third strike. Luke Chang walked and popped out to first. From Olney, Maryland. And the Illinois State Redbird. 17 hits for him this season. Bats a .321. And Woodkemp delivers outside and it comes in for a ball. 1-0. He's working in that fastball. Couldn't find it in the zone at 89. Two away. Silva at second. Chang hits a high fly ball. And it's carrying into the right field territory out of, as Carlson over his head, not able to make the grab. So right foul territory, whereas Carlson trying to make the catch over his head and just tipped off his right part of his glove. So good effort there from Kyle. Couldn't see that second out. So Luke Chang will have another stab at it. One gone. And the 1-1 to Chang and a curveball up above the zone, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Mitchell Woodkemp has already recorded that strikeout. He sets in once more. The 2-1 and a fouled off, grounded left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two away. Mitchell Woodkemp will set in once more. A 2-2 right down the plate for strike three. Chang goes down, and Woodkemp records his second strikeout. As he strikes out, Chang looking. Jake Allgaier struck out swinging and flew out to left. So he's 0-2. Out of Western Illinois. 39 hits and 24 RBIs. So one of the key pieces to this Battle Creek side. Silva at second. Woodkemp the first offering. Out of the play, out of the strike zone for a ball. 1-0. One gone. One away. Woodkemp once more. And outside for a ball. 2-0. So 2-0 count. two down. That second is Riley Silva. Rafters have out-hit Battle Creek 4-2. The 2-0 from Whitcamp and a swing and a miss low. Allgaier really went after that ball. But he sees a fastball at 89, 2-1. So Whitcamp already with a two-strikeout inning. Looking to strike out the side. A 2-1 and a swing and kind of a jam shot that drops into center field. Johnson lays out for it. Doesn't get to it. Silva gets home. And a run scores for Battle Creek. So an RBI single. Jake Allgaier comes up when called upon. A shallow fly ball that just pulls in between Brewer and Johnson into center field. So Battle Creek on the board for the first time since the first. And now it's a 5-2 game. So one-run RBI single for Allgaier. Blake Salomon struck out swinging and flew out to center. Battle Creek has cut it to 3 now. Blake Salomon, 0-2. Whitcamp delivers and goes inside for a ball, 1-0. Another fastball once more. Allgaier, much needed for him. And just to get a run home for Battle Creek. As the checkoff over at first, Whitcamp throws. Carlson has to dive out almost to make that catch. Really extend his body. Because if that went behind him, sure enough, Allgaier would have taken two, possibly three. Whitcamp sets and throws again the checkoff. And 1-0 count here with two down. Mitchell Whitcamp up to 16 pitches. He's given up a hit, a run. And 2Ks fouls this off. Top side of the bat behind home plate. So ball and a strike. Up to 3 hits now is Battle Creek. 7 combined runs, 7 combined hits. And looks to pick off Salomon. It looks to pick off Allgaier at first. As a throw in down the plate, in for a strike. And a breaking ball at 78, 1-2. Allgaier has only had one stolen base this season. So Salomon out of Northwood from South Lyon, Michigan. The 1-2 to Salomon, swing and a miss up top. Whitcamp, a 3-strikeout inning, gives up a hit and a run as Battle Creek cuts this to a 5-2 game. We head to the bottom of the 6th here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows around 56. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 82. A blend of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 57. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters in front 5-2. Battle Creek, though, with a run in the top half of this inning. So they've cut it to a 3-1 ball game. As leading off, Alex Duffy batting in the 8 hole. The DH, who's 0-for-1 with a run. He's walked as well. So he walked and grounded out to first. So Frasher on the mound once more. He's given up 3 hits, but has thrown 2 strikeouts. As he sets in on Duffy and throws it low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. And Duffy will see the 1-0 and a swing and a miss this time. 1-1. A ball and strike. And a count runs at 1 apiece. 10 hits in total. He'll see the 1-1, a swing and a hard hit ground ball to the second baseman, Daniels, who scoops it up in his glove and throws to first. He gets Duffy one down. So David Smijelski out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia, recorded his first hit for the Rafters, not only all game but all season. I mean, he's only appeared in, what, about three games, so hasn't had a lot of at-bats. He'll see a strike, though, across the plate, 0-1. No one count with one down. Frasher fires and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball to the shortstop Chang and fires it over to first. And he gets Smijelski. That's the second out. We head to the top of the order as Ty Johnson, who flew out to right last time up. So a ground out to second and a ground out to short. Johnson grounded out to second, had a one-run RBI single and also flew out to right. He's 1-for-3 and has also had a run as well. Leads the team in runs, walks, at-bats, hits. He's been here from the jump and certainly a trooper. Bottom of the sixth, 2 gone. And the ball comes in, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Frasher fires and paints the zone this time with a strike, 1-1. It was a big third inning for the Rafters. They got 5 runs. So that's where they got their lead. The 1-1 bounces low to Salomon. And it comes in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. 2 down. The 2-1 to Johnson. Clips the strike zone in for a strike, and the count runs at 2. So deuces run across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Frasher with 2 strikeouts looking to make it number 3 as Johnson flies this out back behind home plate. Once more, Frasher up to his 50th pitch right now, sets in, and a swing and a miss. He gets Johnson. He goes down. That's the third strikeout for Frasher. We head to the top of the seventh inning. 5-2, the Rafters lead. We'll step away here on WFHR.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their 4 surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Six innings down, three more to go as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Joey Fearon with you here on WFHR on this beautiful Friday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Rafters in front 5-2 over the Battle Jacks as Mitchell Whitcamp, the second Rafter from the bullpen on the mound. He's had a good day so far, as pitched an inning and three strikeouts. He'll face Brock Daniels, who's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Daniels struck out and had a base hit. So now it's a two-ball count. The last inning, Battle Creek got a run. And that third offering down low at a fastball this time, 3-0. So right now, a three-ball count here for Mitchell Whitcamp. Hasn't walked a batter yet. Sets in and fires. And down the plate for a strike. Daniels turned, was on his way to first, but will have to retreat back to home plate as he still has some more work to do. So the right-hander, Whitcamp, on the left-hander, Brock Daniels, a 3-1 swing and a miss, 3-2. So Whitcamp getting back in this count, and the count runs full. Daniels had a base hit last time up into right field. He sets the payoff, and a swing and a high fly ball into center. Johnson walks towards it and lets it drop in his glove for the first out. So Daniels goes down. And this brings up Anthony Aloisio, who struck out swinging and also flew out to center. He's 0-for-2. So out of Davenport University, a 200 batter. 8 hits, 5 RBIs, and he has a run as well. Whitcamp delivers in. It's a fastball low of the zone at 88, 1-0. So Aloisio went 0-for-5 yesterday. Hasn't got a hit this series. So he's still looking for his first, and the 1-0 a swing and a high fly ball into left center. Gallison runs after it and makes the grab. Anthony Gallison putting on the afterburners, and now it's two down. One away, Coltrane Rubner, who grounded out to the catcher and also grounded out to second. Two gone. Rubner also out of Davenport. He's from Livonia, Michigan. He's at 12 hits, the left-hander. We'll see the first delivery low of the zone at a fastball at 89, 1-0. So Mitchell Whitcamp has had a good command. He's up to 28 pitches now. Also has been relying on his defense, but gets a strike there, 1-1. So between Fries and Whitcamp, two pitchers out of the bullpen for the Rafters, they've had 9 combined strikeouts and only one walk. The 1-1 and a miss down low. Rubner jabs at it, had a fastball that paints the zone at 89, 1-2. So Whitcamp looking for his fourth strikeout and to go 3-up and 3-down. He kicks Wines in the 1-2, low of the zone for a ball, 2-2. So Mitchell Whitcamp appeared against Battle Creek back on June the 25th, where he pitched in the ninth inning, but it was an absolute monsoon that came down. And so he had a strikeout, but it was tough to even see the ball. It was a ton of rain that came down late in the game. The Rafters were already in front 13-3. The umpires were just trying to get the game over with, and so were both sides. Chris Clark was telling his team to just swing at everything because they had to pull the tarp afterwards. And, well, the Rafters split that series back on the 24th and 25th of June, but Battle Creek with a big win last night. So two down in the 2-2. And a curveball up above the zone, and the count runs full, 3-2. So Coltrane Rubner came in as a pinch runner last night in the 10th inning. He got home. and was the fifth run to score for Battle Creek. The payoff, swing and a miss inside. Going down is Rubner. Whitcamp strikes out and gets his fourth strikeout of the game. So Wisconsin Rapids goes three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-2 lead for the Rafters as Zachariah Frasher on the mound once more. He's gone 3 1/3, 51 pitches, and he's allowed 3 hits and 3 strikeouts. An 0-1 count here on Anthony Gallison. And Gallison hits a high ball that is going into behind home plate, flying away. Lost it there for a second. 0-2. So Gallison grounded out to short, was hit by a pitch and flew out to center. Two down, Frasher up to 3 strikeouts. Him and Gage Smith have combined for 5 Ks in total. And they've thrown 3 walks and given up 5 runs. The 0-2, Gallison bounces his out right field line out of play. So staying alive here is Frasher. Well, more importantly, staying alive is Gallison. And the count runs at 0-2. I mean, one bad inning for Battle Creek was in the third where they gave up 5 runs. Looking in, the 0-2. Lower the zone on a fastball below the right corner. A ball and 2 strikes. Bottom of the seventh. Wisconsin Rapids in front. They've out hit Battle Creek 4-3. And the 1-2 bends in low and a changeup at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the count runs at 2 apiece. The 2-2. Swing and a line drive that goes into the glove of Daniels but bounces before him. Anthony Gallison with a base hit. Daniels had trouble fielding that. So Daniels a little bit, you know, tough there. That was a hard hit ball from Gallison. He gets a base hit. Brendan Bobo is due up. So around the league right now, in the Great Lakes West Division, you have Wausau, who took a game off of Rockford, but right now they're struggling. They're down 8-1 in Rockford. You have Green Bay and Madison going toe-to-toe. Green Bay in front 2-1 at Warner Park in the bottom of the eighth as Bobo hits a high fly ball out of play. And then at Capco Park in Lakeshore, you have the Dockspiders looking for the sweep. They're up 4-2. So that's what's going on around the Great Lakes West. Rafters sit at 7-10. They're last in the division, but they're only three games back of first. So it's a big cluster right there. The 0-1, Bobo once more flies this out left side. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. At first is Gallison. Bobo down in this count here on Frasher. He checks off over at first. So looks like there is some activity in the bullpen for both sides. Gallison at first. Frasher the 0-2. Swing and a hard hit ball into right field. Rubner comes after it, makes the grab. Tagging up to first is Gallison. And so Bobo flies out to right for the second time this game. Garrett Broussard, who was 1-for-2 with a run, struck out swinging, was hit by a pitch, also had a base hit. So Gallison at first. Frasher looks in nearing his 60th pitch of tonight. He sets serves and hits the back of Broussard. It's the second time Broussard's been hit by a pitch. One in the neck and now one straight in the back. And now Chris Conniff, who's 0-for-2 with an RBI, though, had a sac fly RBI that brought a run home in the bottom of the third. So you wonder who Battle Creek is going to go to, because Frasher is slowing down, not being as careful with his pitches. Two away, two on base, one in scoring position, as Frasher on Chris Conniff. The first delivery outside and a ball this time, 1-0. So on deck is Aiden Brewer, and after that is Carlson. Frasher will come set. He'll look at second, kick high in the fire, just outside of the left corner, 2-0, so a two-ball count. Here, bottom of the seventh, a 5-2 lead for the Rafters. Frasher, the right-hander. The 2-0 Conniff flies this out of play and fouled in left territory. 2-1. One gone and the count runs at 2-1. Broussard was hit by a pitch. Gallison with a base hit. Frasher has allowed four hits, has acquired three strikeouts. Hasn't walked a batter yet. He glances at second and then stares the 2-1 down and throws low for a ball. So three balls a strike. Now if he walks Conniff, bases would be loaded with only one out. When do you go to your bullpen? Here's the question for Chris Clark. Frasher. The 3-1, a swing and a line drive and drops into left field. As Silva had trouble fielding it, now throws Gallison on his way home. The play at the plate is not there. Having trouble getting that in his glove was Salomon, dropped it. And now Anthony Gallison, he'll get home in the Rafters. Up 6-2. A one-run RBI single from Chris Conniff. Rafters get on the board for the first time since the third. And now Chris Clark calling to his bullpen. Frasher's day is done. So Zachariah Frasher went 3 2/3 inning. 65 pitches. He gave up five hits, a run, and three strikeouts. So the bullpen a little bit different than it was yesterday as far as just the overall level of talent when it comes in, because he had the ace and the closer Hoenitz, who came in late. He had Brandon Markarian, who was in there. And so now a new pitcher in store for the Battle Jacks. So Battle Creek going to the bullpen once more. But I'll tell you, Rafters, a big hit there from Conniff. Pulled it in the left field. And this is Dylan Hoenitz. So looks to be number eight, yes, Dylan Hoenitz. As he has the submarine style throw, and he's certainly their guy. So coming in at this time, and a guy that has really been just a reliable pitcher for them. 24 games appeared in with a 1-2 record, 8 saves. He is a Northwoods League All-Star, 33 innings of work, 33 hits and 14 runs allowed, but has had 29 strikeouts for a 3.27 ERA. He picked up the save yesterday, only went a third of an inning when there was two down, and the Rafters cut to a 7-5 game in the bottom of the 10th. He threw a ball in, and it was a pop-up from Broussard, and that ends it, but his last two games he appeared in has both gotten the save. Got the save against Wausau on the 18th, and then obviously last night against the Rafters. But he has been a reliable guy. The right-hander has that submarine-style throw. He throws to his sidearm a lot. So they're going to need his work. They're going to need his best right now. So Hoenitz out of Archbald, Pennsylvania, from Westchester University, and a junior. So you look at this guy and say, all right, well, Rafters here up 6-2, but this guy definitely can pose them a lot of problems. Aiden Brewer on deck. Hoenitz looking to be better for the Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks on the pitching side. So Brewer, he'll now step in. Brewer 0 for 1. He drew a walk and has also been struck out. He's also been hit by a pitch. Conniff at first. At second stands Broussard. Hoenitz, the first delivery, and paints his zone with a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count with one gone. So can Battle Creek only hold the Rafters to a run? Wisconsin Rapids looking to add to their lead. As Hoenitz looks over at second, throws to Daniels, and getting back to the bag in time is Broussard. No balls a strike. Hoenitz looks in. The 0-1 to Brewer, and a swing and kind of a jam shot that drops on a short hop bounce to Daniels. Throws it to second, the throw back to first, and there's a double play. What a play. Daniels to Chang to Aloisio, a 4-6-3 double play. As Battle Creek gets out of the inning, we head to the top of the eighth. 6-2, the Rafters get a run. We'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Yeah.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So a new pitcher in store for the Raptors. The first time he's appearing for Wisconsin Rapids, Will Haberstock. The guy out of Roswell, Georgia, and from Florida Gulf Coast University. He had a 7.5 ERA with the Eagles. Had a 5-1 record with 22 appearances. He had 42 innings of work, allowed 67 hits, 39 runs, but 42 strikeouts. So a guy that's previously attended North Alabama. So Haberstock, the right-hander. It's his first time appearing for the Raptors, and he just came in the other day. So they need pitching. And they need, you know, their pitching has gone down a bit because Josh Howitt is out. He left, went back home, and, well, you have to recreate that. And certainly Haberstock can help them do that. First offering outside for a ball, 1-0. He previously attended North Alabama prior to coming to Florida Gulf Coast. The 1-0 to Ratliff, missed down low, 1-1. So spent two seasons at North Alabama. Back in 2022, he had a 2-7 record, 72 strikeouts in 60 innings. The 1-1 from Haberstock, down low in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Before he attended North Alabama, he pitched and played center field at Centennial High School, where he was the male athlete of the year as a senior and fouled off backside. For a ball, 2-1. For a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two count. Ratliff will set in from Haberstock. And just outside of them, I thought that was going to be a strike, but nonetheless a ball. A ball, two strikes. Haberstock will set in, sets high, fires, and fouled back right side once more. So three balls, two strikes. Will Haberstock looking to strike out his first batter here in the top of the eighth. The payoff. Down the plate for strike three. Ratliff goes down. Haberstock starts his day off with a strikeout. And so his first batter he's faced in the Northwoods League, he sends him down looking. So top of the order, Riley Silva. Silva 1-for-2 with two runs. So responsible for two of the runs and the only two for the Battle Jacks. Well, one gone. Haberstock serves in and paints the zone with a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Haberstock, the right-hander, he'll see the 0-1 and outside of the zone. And back in 2021 for North Alabama, he pitched in 17 games with 7 starts as a freshman. He had a 1-4 record. This was a guy that was in North Alabama for 2 years as he flies this out left side. 1-2. But, yeah, so obviously friends with Bryson Parrish, Levi Jensen, all North Alabama guys, but Haberstock found a better opportunity in Fort Myers for Florida Gulf Coast. And he throws out for a ball, two balls, two strikes, and one gone. The count runs at 2 apiece. Looking in is Haberstock. And outside again on the left corner for a ball once more. So the second batter he's faced has gone full counts in both of them. The 3-2 from Haberstock, just up above the zone. Riley Silva will see the walk. He'll take first. That puts a runner on for Battle Creek. So Haberstock was just a couple inches away from striking out his second batter. JT Sokolov, no hits on three at-bats with two strikeouts. At first is Silva. Oh, one gone. Haberstock delivers, clips the zone this time with a strike. Had a fastball at 88, 0-1. No one count with one gone. And checking off over at first. Lights fully on here on this Friday night at Wisconsin Rapids. As the Rafters playing some Friday night baseball on his way to second now. The throw from Smijalski. The tag from Conniff is not there. Silva gets there in time. So Riley Silva doing his job once again. He's really posed a lot of problems. When he gets on first, he's always looking to take second. So ball and a strike. And Riley Silva, prior to today, six stolen bases. Well, one gone. Haberstock looks in, sets the 1-1 in a swing. And a liner up the middle to Haberstock, looks over at third, and now does not make the right play. The throwback to second from Broussard, and Conniff gets him. So gets bailed out there. Looked over, didn't even look at first, looked at third because he thought Silva was taking off, which he did. And then Broussard throws it to Conniff and makes a tag. So heads-up play from the infield. Broussard sends down Silva. And Sokolov gets on base on a fielder's choice. Luke Chang, who walked, popped out to first and struck out looking. A 1-0 count here, two down. The 1-0 from Haberstock on a swing and a popped up ball that's carrying out into the right field side. Carlson looks under and tries to make the grab near the dugout of Battle Creek. Almost had it. And count runs at one apiece. Almost made that catch. Good effort there from Kyle. Wasn't able to come down with it. One away, a ball and a strike. Julian Tristan looks to be working on the mound for the Rafters right now. The All-Star who leads the team in saves. 2-1. One away. At first is Sokolov. And checks off over at first now. Haberstock, a throw. Carlson the tag, but not there. So two Georgia natives linking up. You also have a Georgia native behind the plate as well. So you have Smijalski, Carlson, and Haberstock. And a swing and a miss. 2-2. Two gone. The count runs at two apiece. Looking in is Haberstock. He'll set and fire the 2-2 and a bouncer that stays fair. Haberstock can't come after it. Charging Broussard, but, well, not there because Luke Chang gets on base and records a hit. So Haberstock had trouble fielding that ball. Broussard came to charge, but that brings up Jake Allgaier. We had a one-run RBI last time up. Allgaier 1-for-3. So right now, if, say, like Allgaier gets on or whatever happens, he could put the tying run at the plate. And he misses low at that ball. 0-1. No balls a strike for Will Haberstock. Nobody warming up in the bullpen for Battle Creek, so they're going to go with Owenitz to finish out. Swing and a miss up top. 0-2. Haberstock getting the job done right now. 0-2 count with two down. Haberstock bends in low at the knees. Got the long stare at home. Hill now comes set. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, but a drop third strike on his way now to first, and the throw from Smijalski to Carlson, and he gets him. So going down is Smijalski, who makes that play to Carlson, as Allgaier can't take first. So the Rafters in front 6-2. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, as the Rafters in front 6-2, a pinch hitter for the first time today for Wisconsin Rapids, Orlando Lordoy. He'll step in. So the Panama City native from Benedictine University at Mesa. So Lordoy, it's his turn to step on here in the bottom of the eighth. A 6-2 lead for Wisconsin Rapids as Dylan Honitz back on the mound. And a guy that's had not had a strikeout, but he's only had two pitches. And throws the first offering in for a strike, 0-1. Honitz leads the team in saves. He sets the 0-1 and throws the sidearm out for a ball, 1-1. A ball and a strike. After six hits, they got five runs in the third and then a run in the seventh. Lordoy flies this into left field. Silva backtracks it and makes the grab. So Lordoy, a good contact. A guy that bats a 333, but wasn't able to see that go behind Silva. One down. So now batting is the DH, Alex Duffy, who's 0 for 2 with a run and is walked as well. And Duffy from Bernardsville, New Jersey, was able to get home today and sees a strike. Paints the zone, 0-1. 0-1 count with one down. And the 0-1 and flips it, just clips the zone once more, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Two away, Honitz, the sidearm, and flips it topside. One gone, 0-2. The 0-2 from Honitz outside of again. Had a ball this time, 1-2. A ball, two strikes with one gone. Alex Duffy. We'll see the 1-2 from Hohenitz and misses late. And Hohenitz gets him. Duffy strikes out swinging. And bottom of the order with David Smidzielski. Out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia.